You just heard 25 minutes, some of the best preaching you'll hear all week. Feel blessed? Yeah. I asked somebody tonight, how you doing? Blessed by the best. That's what they said. I thought that was pretty neat. How many feels blessed by the best tonight?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Praise God. Well, I feel like the Matthew, he wrote, he said, we sang to you and you didn't dance. We took offerings, we sang. Amen. But God's in this house, and he could turn your life around on a dime. You hear me? Yes, he can. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, what I'm going to endeavor to do tonight, and I want you to help me, I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 2, and then I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 5, and we're going to read. Now, I'm not going to finish this sermon tonight. You say, well, you ought to allow yourself some more time. Well, it's not that. I won't finish this sermon if I stay here till morning. I'm going to probably preach again on this. Amen. Boy, I'd love for the Holy Ghost to fall. Wouldn't it be wonderful if God just fell on somebody that really wasn't interested in getting in and just rolled them right out on the floor for about 2 hours? He don't do it like that, though, does he, huh? He blesses those that want it. Amen. That's right. He blesses those that want it, want the blessing. Amen. So what my job is tonight is to try to create a hunger in you, a desire in you. Amen. Somehow the truth will spark in your heart and cause you to want to reach for God. Because if you get to hungering after God, you're going to find him. You are going to find him if you get to hunger. The preacher talking about higher ground. If you get a hunger for God, you're going to go to higher ground, and you're going to get what you need. That's right. I want you to look at Hebrews 2, and what I want you to do with me is, you preachers, I want you to preach with me. I'm going to probably preach about 30 minutes or more or less. And it's going to take more than me to preach this. And the crowd out there, if I don't get to your part before you get ready, just go ahead and squall it out. Amen. And that'll be acceptable. You won't be rebuked. Here we go. Let's get to the text and give you an idea. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Yes, sir.
I want to preach on not the neglect or the I want to preach on what is great about salvation. Now you see where I'm at, don't you? I can't get this done tonight. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try. Amen. How many knows that there is something great about salvation?
Amen.
What is great about salvation? Praise God. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Started with Jesus and then was confirmed unto us by his disciples and those that heard him bring this plan of salvation. God also bearing them witness with signs and wonders and divers miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Amen. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. Amen. I've been pondering this message over for a few days. You may not be able to tell, but I let my mind go. You know, it's a busy time. And if you know, when you're a preacher and you know you got to preach. I don't know how you don't preach. I don't know how you got an idea how, you know, when you preach 100 times a year, you got to lend your head, your mind, your brain, your heart, your spirit. Amen. And I assume everybody's like that. If you want to be inspired, you get your mind on the Lord and the things of the Lord, the Word of God, going to church, and how you can be a blessing to those around you, and what make a difference, and not be a hindrance but a help to those around you, and be a light to the world and salt to the earth. Amen. Isn't that right? We got to focus and think about it, and ponder it over, and meditate on it, and read the Word, and get in the Spirit, and get on our knees. Praise God. Isn't that right? I want to tell you, there ain't nothing wrong with salvation. I said, there's nothing wrong with salvation. Salvation is great. Now, I told you, I want you to preach with me. Amen. I want you to let your mind wander, amen, into the greatness of salvation. Amen. I get tired, amen, of folks letting on like this hog pen society is better than living for God. Now, I done been down there. I done slopped the hogs. I done pulled my time. Amen, in the pigsty. Amen, you've come too late to tell me, amen, that there's anything greater than that salvation. Hallelujah. I get a little fed up with church folk trying to act like they had it better when they was in the world. Well, the devil will take you back anytime you want to go. Huh? You say, well, you're encouraging us to go back? No, but you know he'll take you back. Amen. He'll take anybody back that wants to go back. Amen. But I love this. Woo, feel like preaching a little bit tonight on the great salvation. Amen. I tell you, the great, as I begin here, amen, I want you to look at Hebrews chapter 5 for just a minute. I'm going to start here. Now, how many of y'all know? Now, don't even expect 3 points and a poem and an illustration. I can't get it done in 3 points, children. Amen. I'm going to preach the rest of the summer on this. Huh? You say, I thought you had a series going on soul winning. I'm going to blend it in. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to preach about how, he said, how shall we escape? Amen. If we neglect so great a salvation, this thing so great, so insurmountable, so powerful. Amen. Why? Amen. I love what Brother Bob Osborn used to say. He'd get in and get to preaching. He'd shout his shoes nearly off. And he'd say, sweethearts out there, you think I'm putting on, but I'm just holding back. Hallelujah. Ever hear him say that? Praise God. I want to tell you, amen, we haven't scratched the surface. I told Brother Steve, I said, I got a sermon. I feel like I'm going down to the ocean with a thimble trying to dip it dry. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to make this so real to you tonight, amen, that you'll look at what you got and you'll say, you know, it is great. Or you'll look at what you got and say, hey, this ain't that hot. I believe to seek God a little more. Amen. Come on now. I want my children to hear tonight. Amen. Old dad is 57 years old. Amen. I went across this world. Amen. I've seen a lot of things. And there's nothing as great as this salvation. Hebrews 5. Now, I'm going to make some people mad tonight. You know what my daddy used to tell me? I ain't going to tell you. 9th verse. Talking about Jesus Christ. Here's the first thing I want to mention before I go any further. What makes salvation great? Huh? You see it, Brother Steve? The 9th verse? What? Right there is the key to it. Amen. You ever read a good book, classic? Yeah. Amen. And you look at the author of that book and you say, hey, I'm going to find something else with this author because this author writes great books. Yeah. Amen. Are you listening to me? Oh, y'all awful quiet on me here tonight. I'm going to preach to you. I felt God deal with me. Amen. To preach to you about this. Amen. Read that 9th verse, Brother Steve. Listen to this. And being made perfect And being made perfect, talking about Jesus Christ, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Woo, you get that right there? Amen. I'll tell you, this is not a man's creed. It's not just a dose of do-better. The opium, amen, as Karl Marx said, the opium of the people. Oh, Voltaire said, if all and Voltaire didn't even believe in God. He said, if all religion was taken out of the world, people would go crazy because they're leaning on that pie in the sky. I want to tell Voltaire something. He already knows it by now. Amen. Salvation is great. Amen. The author of it is the Son of God. Amen. Come on now. Oh, great is the Lord. Amen. Did you hear what I've said? Did you hear this verse? Listen to me. Amen. The salvation is great because it was authored. Eternal salvation was authored by the Son of God, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy is set before him. There ain't nobody like Jesus. You know what happens when we come to church and our love for Jesus begins to wane? Amen. Then our salvation begins to wane. Amen. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. I'm not trying to pump you up. I'm not charismatic here tonight. But the Bible said, he that loveth his salvation, let him say continually, the Lord be magnified. I tell you what, our God is great. Amen. Because it was written and authored and manufactured, amen, by the greatest man that ever lived. Amen. The creator of the universe. Amen. God's only begotten Son. Oh, come on now. Who healed the blind, who raised the dead, amen, who walked on a stormy sea, hallelujah, who never told a lie, never had any guile in his mouth, amen, the devil couldn't kill him, he couldn't keep him in the ground on the Easter morning, amen, he got up with the keys of death, hell, and the grave. My salvation is great because my Savior is great. Now, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to preach on the greatness of our Savior. No, y'all looking at me. I don't want to bore you now. I want to preach to you. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. I can't go much further than that. I told you, preachers, preach with me. Amen. You, church, preach with me. Amen. How great is he? How great is our salvation? Amen. Authored by, in the beginning, by the Son of God, and then confirmed by those that heard him. Amen. Peter said, this is not old wives' fables I'm telling you. What you're hearing tonight, you sweethearts here tonight, it's not a creed that was developed, amen, in some college somewhere. Amen. What you're experiencing is a salvation, amen, that was designed from the foundation of the earth, amen, by the Trinity, amen, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. Come on now, the devil's tried to destroy it every season, amen, but he can't get it done. Amen. Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. Our salvation is great because the author of it is great. Salvation is great because the price of it is great. Lift your hands, ask the Lord to anoint me. I know I'm not doing this service. I don't have time to do this service. I don't have time to preach on the greatness of our Savior. amen, whose preeminence, amen, God exalted him above every name. Every knee should bow and every tongue confess. Are you listening to me, preach? There was nothing you see made that was not made by him. Amen. He speaks the word and devils tremble. And here we are barely making it. Amen. Barely got it. And we got a savior like that. Oh, come on now. You know what the problem is? You set to a service with a great savior hovering over. Amen. And it's not too great to you. I tell you, when you get waking up to the greatness of this Savior, amen, sirs, amen, we would see Jesus. That's what those Greeks said. They were philosophers. Amen, they had Plato and Aristotle, but that wasn't good enough. They had physicians like Luke, but that wasn't good enough. We need Jesus, the great Savior. Well, I wish I was a preacher here tonight. Ooh, you see what I mean, Brother Steve? Greater than Solomon is here. Amen. He's the one who wrote this plan. And he paid the price. He wrote the plan of salvation, and therefore it's great. Huh? Well, come on now. Amen. He paid the price for it, and it's great. For you're not redeemed by corruptible things as silver and gold. Amen. But by the precious blood. We're going to come here at Easter. I've got a little sermon I've been working on for Easter Sunday morning. Amen. The price that was paid for you and I. I wish somebody help this preacher tonight. Help me, Holy Ghost. I tell you, amen, we will not escape if we neglect this great salvation. And if we don't consider the greatness of our Savior and the greatness of the cost, amen, we'll not realize how great that a God of heaven, amen, a holy God, amen, would allow his only begotten Son. He would send his Son, amen, to die on a cruel, amen, cruel torture rack. Amen. With stakes drove in his tender hands and feet. Amen. His garment stripped. His beard plucked. Amen. His brow bruised. His back laid open. You're not getting this. You'd get more teary-eyed if you'd watch the movie. Amen. Are you listening to me? But I want to tell you something. There's more than a movie here tonight. Amen. Come on now. I'm talking about a great Savior. It'll take a man like Doug Ratliff that's wandered from God, amen, for years, and bring him back to the house of God, and put a new robe on him, and say, I love you, and I always did, and I always will. His salvation is great. Now, I'm just giving you the high points. I told you, preach the rest of my life, Brother Henry, on this great salvation. I'm not convinced you yet. Amen. And I can't hardly do it by words. Amen. It's better to taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, come on now. If I'd only known it had been this good, I'd have started, amen, when I was a lot younger. If I'd only known he was going to be this faithful. If I only know the liberty that he's going to give me in my soul. Oh, there's some sad sack set in here. Amen. Some bitter pill in these pews. Yes, they are. And you've lost focus, amen, of what the Lord gave you and how great it really is. And when you leave this world, you're going to be carried by angels, amen, into a paradise. I wish somebody say amen. I want you to look at this parable. I've got probably in this little sermon. I know that's not written down there, but I've probably got 25 points in this little old pea brain of mine. Are you listening to me? Amen. And I'm just going to hit two or three more of them here tonight. Praise God. I wish I could get a funnel and stick it in you and pour you full of this, but I can't do it. But I can tell you it's been great to me. Amen. I realize the greatness of our Savior. Oh, ooh, amen. When everybody else walked out, he walked in. Ooh, amen. When the devil said, you're not going to live, the Son of God came to my rescue and said, I said, live and not die. Woo! I wish somebody would say, amen. He sanctified me wholly with his spirit. Amen. He took the cuss out of me. Are you listening to me? Amen. Somebody brought, amen, a bad incident before I was saved to my attention. It's in the last while. Amen. Something I'd said. Amen. In the spur of the moment, amen. And I thought, my Lord, how great a Savior I've got. He took that filthy mouth. He took that old black heart. He took that desire, amen, for sin and shame, amen, and made me a brand new creature. I came out of the barber shop and standing on the street, and I saw that old boy I went to high school with. He was about 20 yards away, and he was a wild man. And he come up the street, long hair down on his shoulders, had a red bandana tying it out of his eyes. He had a leather vest on with no shirt underneath. He had an old bell-bottom blue jeans, and he was come up the street like this. And when he saw me, he stopped dead in his tracks. Amen. Me and him were friends in school. Amen. You know, you don't want enemies like that. How many say amen? Amen. And he stopped. Amen. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he said, Webb, is that you? I said, it is. He said, you've got religion, ain't you? Amen. Just like that. And him looked like he just swung out of the jungle on a grapevine. Are you listening to me? I want to tell you, you can just mediocre salvation. You can find something more interesting. You can bring the Sears catalog and scan the clothes while I'm preaching. But I want to tell you, my salvation's great. It's greater than you. It's greater than me. It's greater than this world. It's greater than Moses. It's greater than Solomon. It's greater than the devil. It's a great salvation. I was hoping y'all be preaching with me by now. It's great because it changed my status in eternity. I was hell bound, and now I'm heaven bound. I was vile, and now I'm clean. I'm about to get happy here tonight. Remember those parables? The man, Brother Mark, in a field, and he found a treasure hid in the field. Here's a man just plowing around in the field, working hard, laboring. And then all of a sudden, he finds a treasure that changes his status. He's no longer a pauper, no longer an orphan, no longer a downcast. No longer poor man, no longer bankrupt, no longer destitute. Over one find, I found a treasure. He buried it in that field, and he went and sold everything he had. That's great salvation. Amen. Woo! I wish somebody would say amen. I believe it like this, don't you? Amen. He found it. He sold all he had. Amen. And he went to, let's say that his assets were $100,000. Amen. He took that $100,000 and bought that one field. Everybody said he's crazy, but he knew where the treasure was. Amen. That's what they said about me when I started going to church every time the doors are open. That's what they said about me. Amen. When I quit chewing and drinking and running. Amen. Come on. When I didn't go to the theater anymore. You won't do like this forever. Amen. You're crazy. I want to tell you. Amen. I found a treasure in the field, and it changed my status. Amen. Is that great? That's great salvation. Have you got it? Who's got it in here tonight? How many feels like it's a great salvation? When you get this great salvation, amen, it changes your status. The pearl of great price. Found that one pearl of great price, that one discovery changed his whole status. How about you? Is that what happened to you? Amen. Or are you just going to church? You still get mad like you used to? Still cuss like you used to? Still look at bad things on the internet like you used to? You didn't get it. You say you're being judgmental. Yes, I am. You did not get this great salvation. Hey, man, I tell you, you get this, it'll change you greatly. It'll make you, matter of fact, it'll make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Things that you can't buy with money. Amen. Come on now. Amen. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but love. Amen. And joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Working you. Does that mean anything to you at all? Amen. There's people up here in this prison house. Amen. That would love to have some peace tonight. They can't buy it with money. Amen. Come on. They can't fight it out. Amen. They can't dig it out. Are you listening to me? Amen. I've got peace. Peace like a river. Are you listening to me? Amen. A peace that passeth all understanding. Oh, yeah. In the midnight hour. Amen. I can lay down at night. Pull up the covers. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Because I've got a great salvation. I got joy. I got joy. In the, amen. Come on. Now, in the midnight hour. Does that sound like a great salvation? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Nothing between me and my Lord. Forgiveness. Neither do I condemn thee. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Huh? As Alan, reckon Alan's ever said, Mom, why do you keep doing, why do you go to church, huh? Reckon he's, oh, they know, don't they? They know. They hope you keep going, believe me, or they'll all be out. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. This is great salvation. Amen. It's so great. Amen, Brother Ricky. Amen. When they're having to sign the paper, whether to pull the plug or not, and they don't know hardly what to do, and lo and behold, here you sit with this crooked grin on your face. Amen. I want to tell you something. God can straighten that up before you leave this house tonight. Amen. That's a great salvation, isn't it? Amen. And that's no copay. Amen. I said no copay. Amen. No deductible. Amen. Just the blood of Jesus Christ paid for on Calvary. It's in the plan. It's a great salvation. I said it's in the plan. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to preach a while? Is it great? Is it?
Yes, sir.
Is it great salvation?
Amen.
It was designed by the great Jesus Christ.
Right.
He's the author of it all. Huh?
Right.
It cost a great price, his very blood of his life. Amen. Not any blood, but the blood of the precious Son of God. It's great. Amen. It put me in a different status. Amen. In the in eternal world, I'm no longer a child of the devil, but I'm a child of God. I say it's great salvation.
Amen.
Let's stand. God bless you. Now you see what I mean, don't you? I could go on and on. Huh? I could talk about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of a life that is indwelled by the Spirit. All of these fruit of the Spirit come with the salvation package. It's great salvation. Oh, hallelujah. I'm gonna go pray a while. You're welcome too, if you'd like. I'm gonna ask the Lord to help me to forgive me. That's why I usually go to the altar after I preach. Lord, I know there's more here than I gave out. I know I needed more anointing than what I displayed. And I know, Lord, I got these folks here on my hands that I'm going to answer to you for them. And I've tried to preach on the greatest thing in the world, and they're wanting to go eat cheeseburgers. Huh? Ooh, Lord. And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. How great is love? Huh? Are you with me? How many's with me here tonight? Would you lift your hands? Ask the Lord to bless us at this altar tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I found a treasure. I found the pearl of great price. No cost too high to maintain this great salvation. Now listen. With salvation comes forgiveness. It comes love for your brother. With salvation comes a devotion in your life. A desire to get higher. Salvation is not it's just a call upward, onward, forward. Don't let it grow stagnant on you. Salvation is so great. You say, well, I don't feel all that great tonight. If you keep progressing in that great salvation, it's going to be great for long. Am I right? How many loves the Lord here tonight? Come, let's find a place to pray. God love your hearts.